Officials of the World Bank and IMF met in Prague last week for talks that Czech officials say will bring future rewards in the form of international recognition and investment. That a meeting of these two pillars of Western capital could be held in the Czech Republic would have been unthinkable a little more than 10 years ago. Then, the nation called Czechoslovakia was run by a Soviet-controlled communist government. Decades of brutal repression and even military intervention made reform seem unlikely. Then came the Velvet Revolution, a sudden and peaceful, albeit tumultuous, transition to democracy. And when the old regime fell, Czechoslovakians chose an unlikely hero to lead them into the new millennium. A frumpy, chain-smoking intellectual, whose nickname was Chubby, was elected president of Czechoslovakia. Václav Havel is a poet and playwright who spent years in jail for his literary assaults on the political establishment. Now he is the establishment, and the transition from dissident to statesman has not been easy. Political scientist John Keane has written a portrait of this complex man who is likely to be ranked among the most important figures of the 20th century. The book is an unauthorized biography titled Václav Havel, A Political Tragedy in Six Acts. John Keane joins us now. Professor Keane, welcome.
I'm delighted to be here.
The story of Václav Havel is a remarkable one, and one that you see as a tragedy. Why is that?
Václav Havel's life has been lived through a tumultuous century, a century in which the Czechs, and he personally, experienced no fewer than 8 regime changes. Imagine, 8 regime changes in one life. It's a lot. And those changes have been associated with violence, struggles for power, failure, but also courage, imagination, the will to resist. Václav Havel's life is a concentrated form of these processes. And I have called it a tragedy in line with a fairly classical understanding of tragedy as a way of writing a story, a history of the 20th century, in which there are ups and downs, but in which the protagonist, a courageous individual against all odds, has engaged the world, has struggled against the world, and has made enormous gains, has made rich contributions to that world.
Well, let's take it back to the beginning. He's born in 1936. This is one of the brief moments of independence for Czechoslovakia. Tell us a little bit about his beginnings.
He was born into a Prague millionaire, a bourgeois family, a family that was of liberal persuasion, that believed in education and in culture, and was cosmopolitan. They were, the Havel family in Prague, were rich, and they were republican. They were faithful supporters of the most successful parliamentary republic in Middle Europe. Havel had very little formal education because he was a victim of Stalinization. He was considered to have come from the wrong family. So he was educated at home by his mother. He taught himself to write. He read books with great hunger. And by the time he was a teenager, he became at the center. He came to the center of a literary circle called the 36ers, a group of like-minded young intellectuals who were too young to be arrested by the Stalinists, but who tried to keep alive the Czech traditions of literature, of poetry, of theater.
What amazes me is how much he got away with, and I'm thinking about when he goes into the army and begins directing plays and actually writing plays for the first time, which are subversive, and he's getting away with it. Tell us a little bit about September Nights, for instance.
One sees in September Nights and in plays like You've Got Your Whole Life Ahead of You, a play also called Hitchhiking, one sees Havel's growing interest in the theatre of the absurd. Havel was, in the field of culture, one of those young playwrights, subversive, cosmopolitan, willing to experiment with form, and certainly willing to criticize power. And this naturally fell foul for that whole period of the 60s of the socialist realist dominant view of theatre.
Well, one of the elements that is perhaps peculiar to Czech culture that may have been part of all this, and I wonder what your take on this is the so-called svejkovina, these kind of subversive little acts of defiance that seem to be a part of Havel's humor and his theater. Maybe you can explain that for us, where this comes from and whether or not that explains some of his success.
There is a philosophical tradition that is part of Czech culture, which does indeed point to the importance of drobna práce. These small acts, so the thinking went, are important. These attempts to transform little pockets of everyday life can have much bigger effects. I think we are today more familiar with this idea, the politics of the personal being political. That view was always part of the Czech political tradition. It was born during the resistance to the Habsburg monarchy. Naturally, this idea of small acts of resistance, sometimes in the shadows of power, became critical in the resistance to Stalinism and became vital in the liberalization process that began around 1963, culminating in the Prague Spring.
Now, so far, we're describing the Václav Havel that the West has come to know and love, fairly familiar with, but you say in your book that the impression that we may have in the West of an intellectual, a poet, who has no instinct for power but finds himself suddenly thrust into this position is really not accurate, that this was a political man from the day he was born.
Yes, I'm absolutely convinced of the veracity of this view, which is, in a few words, this, that during those heady moments of November 89, when it wasn't altogether clear whether the regime could be toppled, Havel had one great political opponent, Alexander Dubček. Alexander Dubček seemed to be the obvious candidate for the presidency. He was, after all, a household name. Václav Havel was not. Václav Havel was the darling of the streets. He was, of course, the moral figure of Občanské forum, of Civic Forum, the resistance organization. And so the question politically was, how would Dubček be, as it were, pushed aside? According to the research that I did, there was a string of meetings to decide the order of running, and the deal that was struck is that Havel would go first. He would see through the revolution. He would say publicly that he would support Alexander Dubček from the time of the first parliamentary elections in some 6 months. And the quid pro quo was that Dubček himself would support Havel's temporary candidacy. He fulfilled his part of the deal. Havel did not reciprocate. And I think that is the moment at which Václav Havel comes to succumb to hubris.
But I have to say that in the annals of power grabbing, throughout in world history, this does not seem like the most heinous example of ruthless politics.
No, it was non-violent. It was for a good cause. But I think it produced within the first 12 months a strange model of what the new Czechoslovak republic would be, where I think Havel, although he used words like democracy and freedom, actually was in the business of transforming the castle, the symbol of presidential power, into a crowned republic, as I call it.
What drew you to this book? Was it the subject of Havel himself, or did you see this as a kind of a way of expressing some ideas about the 20th century and the changes that took place?
I wanted to lift his life out of the immediate circumstances of the 20th century to show that there is much of enduring or perennial quality about his life. And so the topic of power came to be central. And my idea, it was a slightly crazy idea at the beginning, and readers will have to decide whether it's a success or not. My idea was to do something rather similar to what Machiavelli tried. Machiavelli wrote about the subject of power and politics and morality by examining the princes of Florence of his time. My prince was Václav Havel in Prague. I tried to write about his life, the contexts in which he grew up and matured and subsequently became president. Because I think these episodes, these acts within a long tragedy, teach us much about the subject of power, the powerful, the powerless.
John Keane is professor of politics at the University of Westminster and author of Václav Havel, A Political Tragedy in Six Acts. Professor Keane, thanks so much.
Thank you.